My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the good people over at julieland.com. As always, I am joined by Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo, 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 yo.
Today's show, we are going to talk about CrossFit. And I was going through my Rolodex of people that I could come up with that do CrossFit, and I had two people total. And one of them was Mr. Derek Pierce.
Woohoo!
And luckily, he came in.
Exactly.
Welcome, Derek.
Do you actually have a Rolodex?
I don't. It's in my phone, but I'm old.
You have a digital phone book.
I do. I'm older than you. I still call it a Rolodex.
I don't think you are.
I bet you I am.
I'm pretty sure if we put IDs on the table, I'm older than
you. Let's be honest. Everybody drop their age. How old are you?
Okay, I'm 37.
I got you by 2 years, buddy. I'm about to be 40 in March.
Fuck. Wow. Yeah. Wow. How do you even do it anymore? I mean, do you just...
Well, apparently.
Yeah. Oh.
Healthy.
Hey. Oh,
healthy
hey.
Life. Healthy living.
Healthy.
Something you know little about.
Yeah, very little. Ooh. Very, very little. So, CrossFit. Let's go with over the past 2 years, I would guess.
Yeah.
All I hear about is CrossFit. CrossFit this, CrossFit. It's on Twitter.
Exploded, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's been around since, like, I think 07, 06, 07.
Okay, now I was just getting over like the Jane Fonda craze and the Billy Banks craze and the whatever the Thighmaster. Now we have CrossFit. Is this the new hot thing to do, or is it actually a real thing?
I don't think it's going anywhere. Mm-hmm. The name might go somewhere in the future.
Yeah, it's like they have like a name as a brand now. They have something to call it
because
it's
an absolute brand. This company did, from what I understand, they did well over $100 million this year.
Fuck.
And they're posed to do almost triple that in this coming year.
Wow. Now, are they licensing the name out?
Because
I see all of these schools.
You develop what's called an affiliate,
mm-hmm.
so right. Which is just a fancy word for franchise.
Okay.
But as an affiliate, you are not required, like you are in a franchise, to follow any particular specific rules and regulations. You can run your classes as you see fit. You can have it be more of a strength-based program, more of an endurance-based program. You can have class times whenever you want. You can charge whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Have as many or as little coaches as you choose to have. The only thing you have to adhere to is the absolute basics of CrossFit,
sure.
Which is all legal stuff. It has nothing to do with how you run or program your applications.
Okay, well, tell you what. Let's dial this back a little bit. What is CrossFit?
CrossFit is a basic way for people to develop what we like to call functional fitness, which basically means it affects you in your day-to-day life.
Okay.
So, for instance, at no point in time today or tomorrow will you ever perform a bicep curl, nor will you perform a leg extension.
These are both true.
You know, I'm or absolutely a hamstring confident. Curl or right. any Audi Thighmaster thingy, whatever the
nice.
Hell that thing is. I don't even know.
It's hot
that
at the gym.
Is.
Come on, watching the pussy spreader at the gym, that's hot.
Yeah,
yoga
but when
pants.
It's the dude on there, it's awkward.
Yeah, no, it's.
But I mean, you know, those type of activities, while I'm sure they have their place in general fitness, they don't have their place in functional fitness. So for us, we're concerned more about you basically living a better life. It's not so much about a physical visual thing. It's more about you having health and wellness, you know, so you actually looking and feeling and performing the way that you want to, not just that, hey, you look great in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what usually most people go for.
Sure. Honestly, that's what I would be looking for.
I think that's a byproduct of what CrossFit gives you.
Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I had about a 48-hour period where I was considering doing this, and then I saw that it costs money, and I, you know, work in porn, so we don't have much of that. But I watched some videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
This shit is fucking crazy. These people work their ass off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
you got a problem with that?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Now, and it's kind of funny. It's become a little bit of a joke, but
it's been a huge joke.
Hold on, CrossFit's come. Yeah, it's a huge joke. CrossFit's been kind of cultish, or called cultish. It comes off very much a cult, much like the Unicorn Army, as we just learned. My question is: with your diet, are you allowed to drink Kool-Aid?
With my diet,
mm-hmm.
I eat more or less what I choose to eat. There's no mandate.
Well, because I'm a firm believer in what little I know about fitness, which is a little bit, but it's like you could, if you're exercising regularly and taking care of yourself physically and all that stuff like that, eating wise, you're burning off calories. And almost diet, yeah, can help in some areas, but.
Well, I mean, as far as the way you look, I didn't cut you off, Richard, sorry.
Yeah.
As far as the way you look, probably 70% of it is how you eat. But two diets, I don't want to use the word diet is not the right word. Eating programs that most CrossFitters follow is one which is called Paleo Diet, Caveman Diet, Paleolithic Diet, whichever one you want to call it, and the Zone Diet.
Right.
The Zone Diet is very good and also very difficult because it deals with foods in terms of what they call blocks, which you can look it up if you want to. It's too boring to explain. And the big thing is you weigh everything. You know, so I mean, it's like it's meticulous and monotonous that every morning you weigh your 6 ounces of chicken and, you know, this much this and that much that. And after a while, you start to eyeball it. So you have a good idea of what you're eating and it loosens up. But for the first 6 months, they tell you you should weigh everything.
Now, I have to jump in.
I'm
going to
weigh this egg McMuffin.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Now, I've done it twice now. I did do the caveman diet last July and I did it this July.
Yeah.
Now, quick story about the first time I did it. I cut out all sugar. I went through and followed this shit to the T. I did the weighing. I did the whole thing. I kept under calories. I went nuts with this. I actually gave up soda because I used to drink up Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Out of everything I got out of this, I haven't drank soda again since then. So that's over a year and a half now. Now, one problem I had was I went through, cut out everything, eating clean. About 3 weeks in, I went out partying. Went with the girls. Bitch. Went to the club.
Yeah.
Started drinking.
You got hammered.
Red
quick.
Bull and vodka. I had four. Twisted. Wait, hold on. I had four. I remember the last moment was when I went to drink another drink, and I remember nothing else afterwards until the following day. I saw a video of me partying and having a great time. Rumor has it I passed out in the middle of Reseda and they had to drag me off the street puking on people. Like, it was bad. I have no recollection of this. Huh. So I went through.
But that has nothing to do with the diet.
Hold on. I asked the doctor and he said, you cut out all the sugar. It was a blood sugar spike. You cut out all the sugar, and then he recommended maybe putting some sugar back in. Maybe eat some more fruit. Maybe add some stuff to your coffee.
Yeah, sure.
And recommended against, say, cutting out all sugar, cutting out all that kind of stuff. What do you think about these diets that become so extreme?
Well, I think anything to an ultimate extremity can be detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't think anything in excess.
In life, I agree.
Yeah, you know, you have to have a certain amount of moderation.
Sure.
Balance.
Yeah. I have fruit every day,
mm-hmm.
but I have it like with my protein shake. I have a banana or have, you know, like a couple handfuls of grapes, that type of stuff.
Sure.
So it's like that and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit sugar, while your body processes it the same, it's not processed as refined sugar.
Sure.
So it's not as detrimental to your body, you know.
As opposed to having like a 15 pump vanilla latte. Like,
that might be a
bit. I switched over to black coffee as well. Now, I've been on set with.
I hated that.
See, it was rough for me at first, but I can still do it.
The one I'm holding in my hand right now is black coffee, and I've been drinking it. I did something called the Whole Life Challenge, which is an 8-week eating and nutrition program.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have, like paleo, no dairy, no refined sugars. A couple of other things off the top of my head. You can have like agave, which tastes like. No, you can. It's not agave. You can have. There's another one.
Is it the stevia?
Stevia, which tastes like shit.
Yep.
So you just might as well not have anything.
Exactly.
But I was adamant. Like, fuck that. I guess I'll just take a point off every day for my coffee.
I'm gonna put
non-dairy creamer. And I'm gonna put like my whole little 5-second pour of sugar in it. So fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, I gave it up. And I'm not even on that Whole Life Challenge, and I'm still drinking black coffee. And it doesn't taste fabulous, but I like the
caffeine.
Just, it's not even the caffeine. I can drink one and go right to sleep. It's the process, is the warmth of the, you know, and it's the little bit of bite so I can sip on it. Keeps me occupied.
You don't like tea?
It's all right. Tea's okay.
No, I remember when I cut from regular Coke to Diet Coke, and I was on Diet Coke for a while, like it was a drug.
I like Diet Coke.
Well, and then I went back to regular Coke, and it was like drinking syrup.
It's terrible.
So then I went to, then when I got off that and I started drinking coffee, I was drinking lattes. Then I went to black coffee because I was trying to cut out the fat. Then I went completely black coffee. I went back and had a vanilla latte over the holidays thinking, I'm going to No, I like almost threw up. It was so much. And listen, I eat shit still. Trust me, I eat shit. But it was so much sugar, so much. And I was like, and I was like, okay, I'm just drinking black coffee.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let's get back to CrossFit. The diet is definitely involved,
sure,
but
absolutely.
I literally am watching people as I'm driving down Ventura Boulevard. I should be out there running with them, but I know there's a gym down the road from me and they're running down the road.
There's a very popular one right next to where we are now, which is CrossFit Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about, is it on Beverly?
It's on La Brea and 3rd. No, La Brea in third.
So it's down here.
Yeah, oh, it's really close.
Yeah, there's one here. There's one I just spotted on Beverly here. And
Andy was the first one around this area, CrossFit Hollywood. And I mean, you know, he's developed a lot of coaches that are now over the hill, like my coach and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, CrossFit is no joke. You know what it is? Here's how I always explain it to people. And you and I have had this conversation. You know, when you go to a normal gym, they sign you up and they hand you the world. Oh, my God, you're going to get a great shape. We have all this fucking amazing equipment. And there's a pool and a sauna and you get the locker room and all this other shit. And you're like, this is awesome. I'm going to do this, you know. And then what happens? You swipe your card and they tell you, hey, Mo, have a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Now you're in this big-ass 20,000 square foot facility.
Right.
And you don't know shit.
Exactly. I mean,
you know what a bench press looks like. You know to pick up some dumbbells and kind of curl them a little bit, maybe.
I go straight to the elliptical. That's what I do.
I go straight to the juice bar.
Mine has a juice bar.
You do some you know, cardiovascular activities that you're comfortable with, but you won't go outside of your comfort zone because there's nobody to support you.
Right.
There's nobody to show you, hey, Mo, come over here, try this.
Well, and I'm even worse on that fact because I'm definitely self-conscious. Listen, right. I'm not the most fit person. I have zero upper body strength when it comes to
benching. You're the least fit person in this room.
Go fuck yourself. I'm embarrassed to go over to some of the machines and going, oh, look, it's one plate. I can bench the bar, whatever. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you see these big guys that are all, and they're, you know, dropping weights. And it's like, it becomes kind of that thing where I'm like, I'm now intimidated by being the little guy who can't do. I mean, I'm a big guy, but the little guy of going, I can't fucking do this.
You go to CrossFit, you don't get that.
But is CrossFit, is it classes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's classes. So it's class-based. It's like group.
Yeah. So there's a administered workout that's supervised, hopefully, by a quality certified coach that's going to monitor you, that's going to help you, that's going to say, hey, Mo, that's a little too much weight on the bar. Take that off.
Right.
Or let me see how you're doing, you know, that clean motion or your back squat and try these couple things. And you know what? That might be a little too much. Why don't you come over here and do some air squats?
Right.
Or instead of doing, you know, pull-ups like everybody else did, let me put you on a band or help you out. There's somebody there to look after you.
That's a great idea.
So you don't have to
No, I love
the idea. You mentioned it's amazing.
I could not do a pull-up right now to save my own life. I watch those movies where people are hanging on the side of the building, I'd last for about 45 seconds to a minute and go, see ya.
But that's one of the functions where, for instance, you mentioned the side of a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why CrossFit was developed in the capacity that it is. We cater a lot to military personnel, to EMTs, to firefighters, to police.
Right.
And
because they do with these real life, more so extreme
hanging off
situations.
The side of a building. Yeah. And, you know, for to not get into all of the discrepancies between technique and stuff like that.
Sure.
If you're hanging off the side of a building, you best to get your ass off the side of the damn building.
Mm.
How are you going to do that?
Exactly.
However the hell you can.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we want to develop. We want to develop that kind of urgency in you that, you know, if you need to get your ass up and over a wall, you'll be able to.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chances of you having to scale a wall are next to none unless you decide, I want to scale that wall.
Now, we have a mutual friend, former colleague, that has left the industry.
Yeah.
And she is, and if she's listening, I am so sorry. She was a bigger woman. Gorgeous. Love her. She started doing CrossFit. I saw her on Twitter going in and doing CrossFit every single day.
Oh, girl.
Now, exactly.
Who actually trains it right here.
Oh, she
very locally to here.
So I go through and
not trying to put it out.
I'm a big guy, and I go through and I'm intimidated. But I saw her, and you know, I saw her going and doing this, and I'm like, holy shit! If she can do this, now I'm going to go with the broad assumption she wasn't doing pull-ups to start off with.
No.
Like, so what would she do in that change?
One thing that CrossFit does is we have kind of like one of our mantras is scale for program for the best and scale for the rest. So when I develop a workout program for the day, I put it with my most elite athlete in the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, so this is in the ideal world, I want everybody to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that Richard can do pull-ups, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have the same workout.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put him just on the bar with no assistance, and I'm going to put you with the band.
Okay.
Or with the box jump, where you can stand on top of the box, and you can jump, pull up yourself over the bar and then hang back down again so you can utilize your legs to compensate
so it's
for
like
your lack of upper
you're
body.
You're gonna work the same muscles and the same thing, but he's gonna do it in his way that he can
exactly.
hit.
Exactly.
Hate to say this, it's just that kind of philosophy is very yoga like.
Yeah.
Because yoga is all about doing a posture the best you can do.
Right.
another
cult. Everybody in a classroom, everybody
and
does.
Hopefully you work into that elite position.
Exactly.
And that's what we want. We want people to get stronger.
Sense.
You know, we care about what you look like. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever looked at something like the CrossFit Games, I mean, those people are
crazy.
They look as fit as they are. If not, actually, they are more fit than they actually look.
They scare me.
But
I've watched those things.
They're just amazing with what they can pull off. And I'll tell you that I've
and they're not big either.
Not huge, no.
No.
If you're too big as a CrossFit, like a male CrossFit athlete, the big guys are 220.
Yeah.
The big guys. And they struggle because you have to be able to run. You have to be able to swim. That's something else that we do in CrossFit is we want to be very good at everything and the best at nothing. Mm. As far as physical fitness goes. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
So if Mo happened to be a rock climber and he's like, let's go rock climbing, I'll be able to hang with him. Now, he might be able to do the rock climbing much, much better than me, but I'm not going to fall off and die.
Right.
And I'm not going to be so sore tomorrow that I can't function.
Right.
You know, if he's a runner, a long distance runner, and he's like, let's go for a 5K. Even though I don't typically run 5Ks, my cardiovascular fitness is enough where I might not be able to keep his pace, but I can keep within 70-75%
of
it. Yeah,
but can you sit on a couch for 3 hours playing PlayStation?
Oh, you bet your ass.
We were just discussing
I was doing
it
before I came
here. Yeah, I had to get him off the couch. He
texted me and reminded me I had to come to the show. I was like, oh, shit, let me pause Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Never mind then.
So we talked about this before. When I got in the industry 6.5 years ago now, I was 305 pounds.
Wow. He's a big boy.
Now, I was really heavy. Now, I've fluctuated back and forth, and I've gotten all the way down to 215 at one point. I'm back up at about 240, 245. Now, I've put the weight back on. Don't look at me like that. So,
being generous.
I am very much of, listen, from 300 down to even 240,
right.
Huge amount. And I noticed my health. I noticed the change. Sure. I noticed certain things. And when I was even less, since I've gained more weight, the girlfriend has now told me that I'm snoring more and my sleep apnea seems to be acting up.
Yeah.
So I need to I actually need to lose the weight. But I'm also the person of, I want to look better.
Right.
Maybe it's the industry we work in. Maybe it's the things around.
Hollywood.
It's the industry we work in. You know, when I go on set and I see these guys that are like, you know, fit. Mm-hmm. I see you on set. You're fit. You're fucking the girl for 45 minutes. You're doing your thing. And I'm sitting there going, I'm tired from watching.
Oh, wait, that happens
you know,
to me all
and
the
it's
time.
Like, I'm going
to
stick with POV BJ because I can just lay there and she'll suck my dick.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to go out and be a performer, but I'm very the look conscious. So if
sure.
I was going to go out and do something, health would be part of it. But the look would definitely be the major part of
absolutely.
It as well.
Absolutely. But, you know, what you've done is actually, on some levels, is much more difficult because you've lost a lot of your weight through dieting,
yeah.
you know, through proper eating and not so much, you know, physical fitness.
Yeah.
You know, not to say
and just think if you combined both, right?
If you combine both, well, you'd look exactly the way you want to look.
Now, I did write a blog last night, and I'm actually going to, and this I thought was actually kind of fitting because I knew you were here. So every year I decided to cut out a new fast food restaurant. So 6 years ago, I cut out McDonald's. So it's going to be 1 year. I'm not cutting out all fast food, one place, the place that I abused the most. So I went through and decided last night to go through all the menus, you know, and all the things of what I would order. McDonald's, 6 years ago, one of my orders through the drive-thru, I'm a stoner, I would smoke weed, would be a Big Mac, the supersized fries, a double cheeseburger, a supersized Coke, a 10-piece McNuggets, two of the honey mustard snack wraps, and an ice cream cone for the trip home.
That sounds good, though.
Wait, no. It was amazing. So I would literally eat my ice cream cone through the drive-thru on the way home, eat my two snack wraps. By the time I got home, I was already getting high and eating the rest. I was doing this 3-4 nights a week when I wasn't doing Taco Bell, which I got rid of the next year, which was a 7-layer burrito, huge Dr. Pepper, cinnamon twist, a gordita crunch, steak chalupa, a couple tacos, nachos Bel Grande, and the cheese roll-ups, which I also like to eat on the way home. Now, we're talking, I had an issue. You know, I'm man enough to admit it.
Sure.
That's one meal. That's what I was doing. And on the way to work, it was a couple Egg McMuffins. At lunch, it could have been KFC. So I had to have been consuming 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day.
As a society, we are consumers, as Americans.
Right.
We consume. And we consume cheap fast food because it's fucking cheap. And they keep it cheap, so we'll keep eating it.
Exactly.
It has an addictive capability to it. You've watched the movie Supersize Me.
Yeah.
His Spurlock, I think.
Yeah. Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, Morgan Spurlock. He proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that has addictive capabilities. Sure. And in a short period of time, it can fuck you up.
Now, when I started cutting out those huge calorie things, that's when I started dropping the weight.
Right.
It wasn't that I got overly active.
I lost something like 15 pounds just when I stopped drinking soda.
Yeah, no,
like,
exactly.
It was like that, gone like that, just from soda.
And when I stopped drinking soda as well, that's I noticed that as well. So I do need a fitness program.
Yeah.
I went to, and it was not a New Year's resolution. The girlfriend got back into town. We're trying to drop a couple pounds before AVN. So we ended up going to the gym.
Yeah.
And so the past 3 days, I've gone to the gym. I've done 45 minutes and an hour of cardio. She's doing something else. She has a trainer. That's what I'm doing. Do I feel amazing? No. Do I feel a little tired? Sure. Am I? But I'm eating better along with that.
Sure.
So
it's a great start.
Like I said, and you're exactly right. When you described going to the gym, we'd been going to a former Bally's.
Right.
And I went to the new big LA Fitness that's right off the Cahuenga and the 101.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you described is exactly what happened. Yeah. Walked in, did the thing. And I go straight upstairs to the treadmill and elliptical.
Right. You go where you're comfortable.
So I've been looking, and I should probably do this. I should probably actually plunk down the money for the CrossFit and give this a try.
I think you should. I told you this earlier.
And this is something mentioned.
I think you should take this guy on and do a before and after.
He knows I would do it.
I know. I would love to see.
That I would train
I would just commit to him. I don't care if you have to meet at 5 in the morning every day. Whatever it takes. I would love to see you like him just 6 weeks, just to 6 weeks and see what he would do for you. I bet it would be amazing.
I know you follow my Instagram.
You would bust your ass.
No, I don't follow Instagram.
You'd probably
I follow
be
Twitter,
crying every day in pain, but in 6 weeks you would be great. And I think it'd be amazing for you to do.
And how many days a week would I have to go? If we did something like this, if we did a challenge, how many days a week would this be?
I'm talking not a challenge. I'm talking about an Oprah makeover.
Swan on Fox.
I have a CrossFit affiliate, my own. Mm-hmm. It's actually the first mobile CrossFit of its kind.
Okay.
Nobody's ever done one before.
Now hold on, mobile CrossFit.
Yeah. So I actually bought a brand new Chevy Silverado 2013 and I sent it to a fabricator. I came up with all these designs on rigs and how to put pull-up bars on it and how to carry all of the equipment. And I've spent a lot of money.
Significant amount.
Into the truck.
How many scenes worth of money have you?
A year's worth.
Oh.
Maybe not a year. Maybe
you
like,
fucked a lot of girls to get there.
Oh, God.
To where you are
today. Fucked for a truck. Yeah, fuck for a truck.
Fuck my way
it
into
says,
my
it says it on this bumper sticker.
Fuckforatruck.com.
Yeah, this truck paid for by pussy.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a pussy wagon.
Yeah.
There you go.
But so the whole point was twofold. Number one is I wanted to be able to move it because if I didn't like the location I was in, it wasn't working for me for whatever capacity, I could just fucking drive away and find a new spot. I have park permits. I have insurance. I have all that stuff. And the other thing was for people who have an aggressive lifestyle, like for instance, if you worked in an office all day and you're like, D, I would love to train. I work 10 hours a day and it takes me an hour to get into work in the morning, an hour to get home at night. So we're talking 12 hours.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I supposed to find time? And I would say, Mo, you got an hour for lunch every day? Yes, I do. Cool. I'll get you a 30-minute workout. I will show up at your work. You meet me in the alley and
put your shoes on and you get.
So are you doing? You're doing this on an individual basis, not a hey, five people meet at the park.
I also have a boot camp in the morning. So at this moment right now, it's Tuesday, Thursdays at 6 a.m. is my first class.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, and I train another client on Friday mornings at 5:30 in the morning.
Awesome.
So my normal time to get up is anywhere between 4 to 6 a.m.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have a boot camp somewhere where you have a group of people then. Uh-huh. And is that as much as they do through the week then?
Well, these guys do, but I train a group of pro MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in charge of all their strength and conditioning. So they're also doing other activities outside of that. But as far as strength and conditioning goes, they get 2 hours a week. Now, when they prove their worth to me, then I'll give them another day. You know,
makes sense.
Because I'm not putting out the time, effort, and energy. I can go take this and I can charge a lot of money for this program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, private training with my truck is between $200 and $300 an hour.
Makes sense.
Like, I had
a private trainer once years and years ago and he had his own gym and I would go to his place.
Yeah.
It was really cool in the beginning and it was like really good and he busted my ass.
Yeah.
But as soon as he found out kind of what I did for a living, then I started going to the gym and he wanted to talk about everything I was doing. And I just was like, shut the fuck up.
Right.
I'm not paying you to tell me to tell you stories. I mean, I want you to yell at me and tell him, push me. Right. And he wouldn't do it. And
that's another cool concept of a CrossFit style workout is there's two variables in CrossFit. One variable is a time variable.
Right.
And the other one is a repetition variable.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, for instance, if you were to do one of the workouts we have, which is it's a 21-15-9 repetition of pull-ups and thrusters, which is a squat with an overhead press, you do it for time. So as long as it takes you to get done with those three rounds of activity, that's your score. But I can also turn it around and make it what we call an AMRAP, as many reps as possible. So I can say, okay, Mo, Richard, you guys are going to do this activity, and you got 6 minutes worth. So I want you to do 21 thrusters, 21 pull-ups, and a 100-meter run, 6 minutes, as many times as you can.
Okay.
So we change the variable back and forth and the time frames. So we make it a really, really intense short burst workout. We make it a medium workout, which is 8 to 10 minutes. And anything over 15 minutes is what we call an endurance workout.
Now, if I go through, and you're changing these things up, so if I go through, right now I'm attempting to eat a 1,600 calorie a day meal, or a meal, per meal, per day, 1,600
that
calories.
That's just what I'm low. And that includes the four rock stars you had today?
Those are 10 calories a piece.
Yeah, but you don't know what's in those things.
I know.
You can't even pronounce that. Read the label. Can you even read the
currently,
label?
Currently, I mean, the number one thing is purified water. Then we go through glucose, it's dark
sugar.
In here, taurine, lemon juice concentrate, citric acid.
Because there's got to be at least five lines of shit.
Sugar alone.
Including hydrochloride.
But I'm also eating a
Sucralose,
Power Crunch protein bar.
For you. Calcium lactate. These are
Isn't that milk?
Monopotassium phosphate.
It's all chemicals.
And that's really is it's a juice concentrate, which means it's not real juice.
Should just be
they
drinking
add
water.
Citric acid.
I also am drinking water, but you have to understand, Richard Avery really pushes me here at JulieLand.com. And so I need to keep up the positive energy, otherwise I come off too serious.
Blame it on me.
So I need to drink my Rockstar Energy drink lemonade. It has
that.
Hydration. So Rockstar, if you'd like to send me a pallet, feel free, because we've just promoted you very well, I guess.
I don't know if we promoted them well.
No, we did not. I go through. I'm doing my 1,600 calories a day. I am doing a little bit of cardio on the elliptical.
Sure.
Now on the elliptical, I guess I'm doing according to the meter with my weight, whatever, which I don't necessarily believe. I do 400 or 500 calories, whatever. So I know I'm eating 1,600. Now I'm down to whatever 500, 1,000.
Right.
With CrossFit, if I'm going to go with eating a certain amount.
You will die if you have 1,600 calories.
So it is. And that's where I'm going is do you monitor the food intake? Are you monitoring the kind of food? Are you monitoring how many calories?
I wouldn't think it's not your job to monitor the food.
We give you a basic framework. And if you ask me, here's what happened to me when I first started CrossFitting. Actually, I started CrossFitting because I had started training jiu-jitsu with a friend of mine, which we call gi training, so the uniform. And prior to that, I was doing no gi. And my boy Alberto was like, D, come down, try it out. So I did. And I was getting hammered, like left and right. Like they were kicking my ass, but they weren't even tapping me. I was tapping out my own because I was fucking beat. Mm-hmm. Like the dude would be on top of me laying there and I'd be like, get off me. They'd be like, I'm not even choking you. I'm like, I know, I can't breathe. Get the fuck off me. You know, because I was just spent.
Sure.
And so I started CrossFitting thinking that that would help me. And it did initially. So much so that I actually stopped doing jiu-jitsu and stayed with CrossFit. But then I would have what my coach liked to call episodes. Mm-hmm. Where I would feel almost like it was an anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I needed to rip like my skin off, not just my clothes, like my fucking skin. And if I sat down, if I stood up, if I walked it off, it didn't get better. It took like a few minutes for it to subside. And I talked to a couple trainer friends of mine and they were like, the first guy told me, you're not eating enough. And I was like, dude, come on, I eat like 4 or 5 times a day. I know 4 is not great, but 5, 6 times a day, I'm right in that range, you know? And he's like, well, judging by what you're telling me and by what you're eating, it's not enough. And I'm like, Oscar, you crazy, man. Not enough. Get the fuck out of here. And so my other friend, Moji, overheard, and I mentioned the same thing to him, and he said the same thing. And he goes, well, smart guy. He goes, I think you're about 100 grams of protein deficient. And I said, Moji, if I eat an extra 100 grams of protein a day, I'm going to get fucking fat.
Yeah.
And he said, well, do it for 2 weeks and see what happens. He said, if you start getting fat, then stop eating it. And I was like, all right, I'll show you guys. And I'll be damned if the shit didn't go away.
Really?
Yeah, because it needs fuel,
your body,
right?
So it does.
It's like your body needs fuel. And if you're burning off too much and don't have enough to, you're going to get in trouble.
Now, granted, my training program is a bit too excess. Mm-hmm. You might not need to up your actual content of food
quality.
But you will have to increase your frequency. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So instead of 1600, you might be at 2000 calories. Sure. But your
I'm basing myself off of what one of the fitness programs on my cell phone. My Fitness Pal or something like that. Uh-huh. It was something, and that's what I look at. Is it the most amazing thing?
Everybody responds to workout and to eating programs differently.
Sure,
you know how you process fruit in your diet is different than how I process fruit in my mm-hmm. diet. I can usually eat a lot of fruit without it really affecting me too much. Other people have a tendency to get fat.
Sure.
Excuse me. So, I mean, it's all relative, you know, but the only way to try it is to actually do
it. Yeah. Okay. So if, Richard Avery,
get off your fat ass.
Are you investing in my CrossFit here?
No, not at all. Oh. I got to worry about my own self. I'm worse than you.
Okay. So if I did, let's go with this. If I did 6 weeks, now January's insanely booked, but if I did 6 weeks starting in February.
Why do you start this with an excuse?
Because I know, huh? Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
Okay, let's go with... Well, I'm leaving town. No, because I am leaving town. Are you going to be in Vegas? Town.
Where are you going?
Las Vegas.
Oh, son of a bitch, so am I.
I can see you now running around the Hard Rock Cafe lot. Move your ass! Move your ass!
I will be there from the 14th to the 18th because I'm working a few days.
You could be going every morning.
Okay, so let's go with this.
I'll tell you what. You can start that week with me, and I will pay for your week for wherever we go CrossFit. I go to CrossFit Las Vegas. Last time I was at Camp Rhino, which is another CrossFit out there, and I also go to Max Effort. And I will take care. I will pay for a week for you to go, for the whole week. I
think there we go.
You just do it.
We'll definitely
tell the girls, tell your girlfriend, tell everybody. I gotta go do this.
Now, are you cool with me doing a little iPhone magic with this and maybe posting up on the blog?
I don't give a shit.
There, here we go. I think we can do
good
this.
Pub. You do the makeover. We're gonna just tell everybody.
And if after that week, so we'll train more or less from whatever day you get there to the Friday before the show.
Okay,
you'll take that day, you know, kind of off. And then we'll come back. And if you want to start training, I'll put you on with my fight guys. Now, keep in mind, don't be intimidated to the fact that they're already athletes.
Sure.
It doesn't matter because you're only responsible for the workout that's in front of you. Okay. So everybody's different. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Still picking fights. Yeah.
And I have to say, I hate admitting it, but we do record a couple shows during the day. And this is in January, just before AVN.
Oh, yeah.
And so by the time this airs, I'll have already failed at this, I'm quite sure.
Why would you already have failed?
Wait. Just wait till we listen to this, and I've succeeded.
Don't be a pussy.
Shut the fuck up.
Be a man.
Today's the fifth. Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's be a man.
For all intents and purposes, you could start on Tuesday.
Yeah. You pussy.
I'm on set on Tuesday.
Oh.
Not at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're not.
Oh, fuck all y'all.
I agree. Okay. I'm on his
side.
We're done.
My guys train from 7 to 8, and we're done at 8.
Done. And you're on set 8:30.
9. Yeah.
So you got a whole hour.
We'll talk about this off the air.
And it's in North Hollywood. Close to your house.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very close. I live in Studio City, lived in the same apartment 16 and a half years. I feel quite proud of that.
So
Derek is calling you out.
He's calling me out.
I'm just saying, you know, if I give you the options and you don't take them, that's
okay,
cool.
Let's discuss this.
He's a little bitch.
Okay,
we'll throw this out.
And I will take the abuse on the Twitter, on the whatever else is. I'll allow Richard Avery, I'll allow you to call me out when this airs of where I've been.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put you out there if I didn't think you could succeed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't want you to fail. I want you to succeed.
Well,
CrossFit has made it possible for me to do the things that I do now. You know what I mean? It's given me another kind of like lease on being an athlete, you know, and I see guys, there's a guy that trains with us. His name is David. David is this tall, super lean, really cut, treaded, good looking black dude who's 53.
Oh, shut up.
I don't want to take off my sweatshirt with this dude around because he is the consummate athlete.
I hate him.
At 53. I pray I look that good at 45.
See, I don't take my shirt off at home.
I would like to do CrossFit, but I'm more invested into CrossFit. I kind of think that's my thing.
You're cross-sitting in front of a computer working nonstop, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing how this goes.
Yeah, we'll take pictures. I take pictures of every workout. If you haven't looked on my Instagram, you've seen it on my Twitter.
I have seen it on the Twitter.
I just see before and afters.
Yeah, no, we're going to work this out. We'll see how this goes. And, you know, by the time this airs, I appreciate you coming out. Tell you what, tell us all the places we can find you on the interwebs.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You can find me at dpierceXXX on Twitter, at Derek Pierce, DERRICKPIERCE on Instagram. If you want to know more about my CrossFit programs, it's at CrossFit Drop on Twitter and the same on Instagram and also on Facebook. So, CrossFit Drop, DROP.
You are a media whore. I love it.
Gotta be.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Derek, so much for coming out, and I'll take you up on this challenge. This should be entertaining.
We're going to do it.
This has been More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. Appreciate you guys listening. You can check me out on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, and you can see all sorts of fun BTS pictures. Thanks for listening.